Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to Embrace Life Media. I am your host, Tiffany Monique. And tonight, we are here with two dynamic special guests. Where do I start today? I have, like, so many messages. For those of you who have been following my movement, and hopefully you can hear me clear, I'm using my cell today. That's the beautiful thing about being an entrepreneur, is you can showcase, broadcast wherever you are in the world, right? So I'm sitting here with my glass of red wine. And I have to share with you this kind of wine that I get. It's a box mixed wine. It is so good. And I don't know why in my head I think that rich people drink red wine. And I'm very rich in spirit. And so I drink red wine. I used to love Moscato and all that, but it's too sweet. I'm on my grown woman. And plus, you can eat it really good with some steak or some cheesecake. And I love cheesecake. But anyhow, I'm getting off topic. Tonight we have a dynamic guest. And I love to give inspiration in the beginning. Make sure you're following me on Instagram, which I'm on there promoting. I have to do better, and I have to admit that IG has been a little too vain for me, if I can be honest with everyone out there. Instagram is a little vain, but I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take my selfies and promote what I'm doing more. There was a point where I used to just be on that thing all day. But today, I didn't really get a chance to be on there as much because today is my sister's trial day. For those of you who have been following the movement, my sister was murdered February 28th, 2013, at 28 years old, mother of six, single mother of six. And it's been 2 long years, but today is the day. And I'm praying and I'm hoping, which I don't like to use the word hope because I borderline feel like it's a weak failing word, and I teach my son that as well, but I'm praying that justice will be served to give my family some healing, maybe even to give myself healing. For some reason, I just feel like it doesn't matter to me whether the man gets found guilty or not. It's not going to bring my sister back, but it will keep him off of the streets. He's going to be found guilty for something because he's facing 3 bodies. Maybe I'm telling too much. I really don't care. This is Embrace Life, and so I'm going to be honest and open. So Tiana Monique, which is why I changed my name to Tiffany Monique. My real middle name is actually Monique, and my sister's middle name is Monique as well. But I go by the name of Tiffany Monique to honor my sister and to keep her name alive so that she can embrace life through me. Today was the first day. I'm feeling a little bummed. But the show must go on. The show must go on because I promised to make her proud. So me sitting around moping and groping definitely isn't going to solve anything. So here we are today with two dynamic guests. Our niche here, we embrace life with ambition while we empower you to be a boss. And the word boss is also watered down, but I guess it's a real term. Boss is not made up. But we empower you to be a boss. And we interview people on a weekly basis, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Really, our niche is entrepreneurship. And we had so many amazing guests on the show. Like, for instance, who did we have last week? We had Ashley C. M. Everett. That's what she goes by on Instagram. She's actually Beyonce's right-hand woman. She's chasing her dreams as a dancer, choreographer. You see her on everything with the big fluffy red hair. We had Jules Tankard and Brooklyn Tankard from Thicker Than Water on Bravo's Thicker Than Water. They're multimillionaires in this life, and they are doing their thing. So we get tips and tidbits and bits and inspiration from those who are walking in your shoes. Now, you don't want to get, for lack of better words, you don't want to go and get some inspiration or some advice from your broke cousin, because your broke cousin, although you may love your broke cousin, what can your broke cousin teach you about getting money? You understand? What can he teach you? What can they teach you about providing for your house and building a future? They can't teach you a darn thing, but Embrace Life Media certainly can. And so we have these shows recorded, and you can always go and listen to them. You can listen to it on iTunes, Embrace Life Media. In fact, you can download them all on your iTunes, and I suggest that you do that. If you have any questions for myself or tonight's guest, you can give us a call at 347-994-1870. 347-994-1870. Tonight we have two dynamic guests. We have Vanessa. She goes by Nessa of Rich Girls. She's on Instagram. It's Rich Girls. And they have been doing their thing for a very long time now. And she's so successful at It's Rich Girls, that with a Z, girls with a Z, that she launched an apparel line for her daughter. So hopefully we get to speak to her daughter. I do believe my assistant said her daughter will be on the show as well. Her daughter's name is Jada Milan. She's so gorgeous. But she has a clothing line for children as well. So they are going to be on tonight's show. If you enjoyed that theme song, honey, if you enjoyed that theme song, let me play the full version for you. Raquel Simone actually created this song from Mount Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. That's where I reside. That's where I'm born and raised. Shout out to everyone who made it here. And she is on the come up. She has some music with Wiz Khalifa. She's a great writer, great singer, great artist. And she did our theme song, and we absolutely love her for it. So I'm just going to go ahead and play that as we get Nessa on the line.
Embrace. Embrace.
Guest on the line, Nessa. If you are, she also goes by It's Rich Girls with a Z. If you are on the line and you are calling in to ask any questions, comments, anything, give us a call, 347-994-1870. So without further ado, hi, Vanessa, are you on the line? Hello, can you hear me? What is that about? Let's try this one more time. Hello, welcome to Embrace Life Media. Can you hear me clear? Maybe not. All right, well, we'll see what's going on with that, and we'll just play this song one more time.
Embrace. Embrace.
talk, let's talk. Did I mention my YouTube is Embrace Life Media? I promise you guys, you just don't even know what I'm going through with this camera of mine. I'm feeling like taking it back to the old school where I just use my laptop webcam, video cam, or whatever it's called, and I just recorded my video straight from there. See, what I learned from my mentor, Danny Johnson, who has changed my life, and I love her to the life of me, is the worst part about success is a little bit. And sometimes we get a little bit too big for our bridges, and we get a little bit of a success, a little bit of accomplishment, and we don't go back to the basics. And that's why you see entertainers, really entertainers. I love entertainers when they first come out because they're very, extremely hungry. And I love fresh blood because they're so hungry and they're so just like down and ready for whatever. But you ever notice whenever they get a little bit of success, they change, their music changed, which of course, I know you're not supposed to say the same, but they get a little whack, you know? So that's kind of where I am. I'm just going to be honest. The worst part about success is a little bit. And those of you who have been following or don't know, we've had so many great guests on the show, from King Amaya to Deja Love to Charlamagne Tha God to Ebro of Hot 97, Candy Burris. Who else have we had? The list just goes on and on, really. We've had a lot of Instagram celebrities. I like to call them Versatile and Style. He's a comedian on there. Who's coming up? Rico Love will be on the show June 3rd. Yes, I said it. Rico Love will be on the show June 3rd. So do not miss that. And without further ado, let's try this one more time. Hello, is this Nessa? Why can't I hear anything? What's going on? I don't know. Is this Nessa or not? So many different things is going on. Let's try this email thing one more time. But like I was saying, the worst part about success is a little bit. And sometimes we get too big for our bridges. And that's kind of where I am now. I've interviewed a lot of people. I've been in this game since 2009. So I've had the absolute honor and privilege to interview a lot of people. My son is looking at me like, Mom, I'm hungry. Mashonda, she was my first real big interview, followed by Donnell Jones. I was in like 2009, and Mashonda gave me my shot when nobody else, I can't even say when nobody else did, because we interviewed like Vanessa Simmons, Angela Simmons shortly after that, and we had Dawn Richard, Carr Thomas, just so many different people on the show. So let me see what is going on with Nessa Girl. Nessa Girl, which reminds me, I want to get Funky Zyneve on here on the show soon. He said, Nessa Girl, answer the phone, pick up the phone. So I'm about to say that to Vanessa of Rich Girls. Nessa Girl, answer the phone, pick up the phone. But in the meantime, you can rock out to our theme song one more again. I love this song, and you will too if you just listen to it and you feel it and you just embrace it. It's called Embrace. This is our ELM theme song.
Embrace. Somebody.
know, come on, let's all. That's our Embrace Life theme song. ELM is what we like to call it for short, Embrace Life Media. And again, the worst part about success is a little bit. You have to keep your hunger and keep your drive. And I admit I've been slipping, but I always keep that in mind. And so I'm getting back to the drawing board. We've had so many different people on the show been working so hard. So many, you know, like emails, people telling us about our YouTube video. And I think this just might be her. So let's see if this is Nessa Girl. Nessa Girl. Welcome to Embrace Life Media. Is this Vanessa? It is not, or it is. Is something going on with my end? Because I can't hear anyone. Can you guys hear me clearly? I don't know. We have guests calling in. Give us a call. 347-994-1870. But I will tell you this. We paid for promotion. We paid for flyers. So Nessa Girl will be coming on the show. And her beautiful daughter, Jada Milan, will be coming on as well. So I'm trying to see what's going on. We sent emails. In the meantime, please make sure you are subscribed to our YouTube, Embrace Life Media. Now, I'm about to throw some names out here that I want you to follow and join. They're all different, but it's all the same. You understand that? So Instagram is Tiffany_Monique. That's Tiffani_Monique. I don't know what's going on with Nessa Girl. She goes by It's Rich Girls with a Z on Instagram, and her name is Vanessa. They call her Nessa. Her daughter is supposed to come on the show as well, Jada Milan. So what we do here is we specialize really on entrepreneurship. That's our niche. It always has been. Again, I created this show before really entrepreneurship was popular. It was more popular to go to college and get your degree. And so everyone was looking at me crazy when I dropped out. And now I think people are getting it. They're getting it. Some of the books I'll share, which you should already know, but if you don't, I'll be happy to share. But Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and I have my son reading that as we speak, and he's also reading a book called Beach Money about residual income and just working hard. He's 10 years old. He knows what residual income is, passive income, a business portfolio. What is it called? Income portfolio. I don't even know the word. But I have my son do that, and he does daily affirmations. That's also extremely important. I put things on his board. I make him wake up to it, make him go to sleep to it. I put on there failing words. I'm going to share a few failing words that are failing words and do not use them. One, impossible, because all things are possible through the man above. So never use that word and teach your kids not to use it as well. Two, I don't know. That's a failing. Those are failing words. Those are weak words. Those are failing words. You either do it or you do not. Do you try to breathe? Do you try to take a bath? Do you try to wash your face or put water on your face? No. You're either doing it or you are not. So trying, impossible, I don't know. What else? I guess. Those are failing words. What else is a failing word? I can't even think of anything else. Let me see. Oh, geez. Okay, so we're waiting for her to call in. I just got the email. Vanessa of It's Rich Girls should be calling in shortly. I hope that she hurries up. Gosh, where is she at? Is she waiting for me to call? Because I don't have her number. I'm waiting for her to call. And I told her freaking butt. Maybe she don't know if it's Eastern time. I'm not sure. But either way it goes. Something got to give. Let me see. Do you know to call in now is what I'm texting her. And you see, the best part about that is I wasn't supposed to have that airtime, but I did it anyway because it's my show. I can do whatever I want. Okay, so I guess impossible, try is a failing word. What else did I teach my son, Yuri? I can't even think because my mind is everywhere. I said today was my sister's trial day. My sister was murdered February 2013, February 28th, actually. Mother of six, 28 years old. and her trial date was today. So my mind is a little scattered brain. Please pray for us and our family as we deal with this difficult time. It's probably going to be all week. I had to witness things that I've been trying to avoid for 2 years now. But I faced the music, I guess, or the nightmare, and I'm going to push through those things. I wish that I was more active on Instagram. Instagram has gotten to be just a whole nother world that I'm, like, not that interested in. But I'm going to get back to it because you have to play the game. Who am I to think that I don't have to play that game, right? So, more importantly, I'll be sharing more thoughts. And if you want to get thoughts on building a brand and entrepreneurship and just how to deal with life and overcome certain things, join me on YouTube at Embrace Life Media. And I believe that she will be calling in now. I'm going to give her, like, I'm going to click this refresh button, and I'll give her, like, 2 more minutes. I'm not going to, well, I'm not boring. A lot of people, I guess, don't think they're boring. But, no, I feel like I have a lot to share. And hopefully you guys can hear me clearly because I'm calling from my cell today. But coming up, Rico Love will be on the show June 3rd. And I should be promoting that like crazy. We've had the honor to have a lot of good people in the show. And with this whole Bruce Jenner thing going on, I think we should reach out to another transgender. We had King Amaya that goes by, I think, King Amaya Scott on Instagram. We had an opportunity to interview her. And goodness gracious, was that interview amazing. You can always go back and listen to it. I might just replay it again since this whole Bruce Jenner, or what is her new name? Caitlyn something going on. So we may just do that again. I'm not sure what's going on with Nessa Girl. Nessa Girl, answer the phone. Answer the phone, Nessa Girl. You want to hear my theme song again? Oh, here she is. So I don't have to play the theme song anymore. So Nessa Girl is on the line. She's a little late, but we won't put her on the spot. But welcome to Embrace Life Media. This is Tiffany Monique, and how are you, Nessa Girl?
I'm great, thank you.
And how is that daughter of yours?
She's awesome. We're here cooking, girl.
Oh, what's she cooking?
Yeah, I hear you.
What are you cooking?
I'm making chicken and plantains, rice.
Oh, well, you're doing much better than me because I just made my son some pizza rolls. I got to do better. So do you cook all the time?
Not really. Today is one of them days I have to cook as well. Requested. They requested chicken, but, you know, I cook, like, most of the time. But sometimes, you know, we don't feel like cooking. But, yeah, I do most of the time.
I never knew your accent was this strong, and I absolutely love it.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, accent. I'm Colombian. I always get that.
Yeah, I never knew
that.
You talk like this. So you
I'm
born
so
and
Colombian.
Raised in Colombia.
Yes, I'm born and raised. I came
when
here when
come?
I was around, I was, what, 15 years old, 14, 15.
And do you like it better here?
You know, it's better opportunity for us here, so I love it here. But, you know, I miss my family. All my family lives there in Colombia.
But, so who did you move here with at 14?
My mom. It was my mom.
Oh, okay. So I want to know, who taught you this grind? And congratulations on everything that you're doing.
Oh, thank you.
Because you have spread like wildfire. I mean, everybody knows who It's Rich Girls is. You guys have created a massive movement. When did that come about, and what sparked that movement?
Well, Rich Girls came about, I was about 8 months pregnant, and I was thinking about what to do, you know, to get money or what to do to create something, take advantage of, like, my YouTube followers. I used to have a lot of YouTube, and it was so popular, so I thought about a few things, and I told my boyfriend about it, and he was so supportive, and he helped me with everything. We went and found beads, and I had all kinds of ideas, and he helped me with everything, and that's how it came about. I just wanted something to, you know, to do for myself and not just be home and, you know. So that's why, mm-hmm. that's how we made it happen.
And now I could be wrong, but I really want to give credit where I feel credit is due. I feel like It's Rich Girls really set a trend. Am I wrong for saying that, or do you believe that as well?
I think I did, you know, for a kind of like the new generation, I think I did. Because I get a lot of emails and a lot of love from different people in different countries, and it's crazy. They email me all the time. They tell me, you open doors for me, you know, because of you I have a jewelry line, or because of you I went out there and opened my boutique, or I support you. And it's a big thing, and so I'm so thankful for that.
So how long have It's Rich Girls been established?
Since 2010.
Okay,
we created
so
a name, and I was thinking about a name, and it was such a hard thing to do. So what I did was I went online, and I love music, so I was listening to different songs, and I heard this song, you know, The Rich Girl, If I Was a Rich Girl, that was one of my favorite songs.
Mm-hmm.
So I put a few names on the side. It was Rich Girl, it was Trendy Girl, a bunch of names. I didn't even know what to call it. And another day, I was listening to another song, and it was by Rick Ross and a group called Rich Girl. And I'm like, I'm going to just call it Rich Girls, and I'm going to add a Z at the end and make it, like, you know, cute and popping.
Yeah, I would go on that site, and I ordered some things from you as well. And
thank you so much.
This chick is popping. I mean, you had even celebrities, and just your jewelry was dope and amazing. How long did it take for you to build up? I don't even like to use the word brand anymore because I just feel like it's watered down. I'm just going to say build up your name. How
mm-hmm.
long did it take you to build up your name online?
The thing is, I have such a big following, so people were supporting me from the day one I posted that I had a business. And it took me about 6 months to create everything and to be out there. And once I had it, you know, already, and I had already a collection, I reached out to people I knew in the industry that were connected and could help me in some kind of way. And once
mm-hmm.
I put that on TV, it was out. And
it was crazy
because I didn't have a proper manufacturer. I was just going to buy beads and hoops and making stuff. I didn't really have, like, much of a inventory. I was just, you know, I was grinding. I was just having like 10, 15 pieces. It became where I had to make at least 100 pieces a week. And it's just crazy. It was crazy.
So what is a tip that you would give? And I ask this question to everyone because Embrace Life Media is really about entrepreneurship and helping people to start being their own boss, because I just believe in that so strongly. What is like two startup tips that you would give us to build that name? How do you do that?
How do you build a name? Well, I think
mm-hmm.
as women, we never support each other, and that's such a bad thing. And what I do is I just don't sell stuff. I try to support women as much as I can. I have different kinds of friends, and they all have different kind of business, and I like to go to their events and post their brand or wear whatever they have, or even buy stuff. It doesn't have to be all the time. Like, if you have friends, support them, you know, buy their stuff, and especially supporting them by, you know, attending what they have to, you know, events or pop-up shops and all kinds of things. I think that's the way you should build yourself and help others as you grow. It's very important.
And I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm done.
What is a bad tip? Because I see a lot of people wanting to be their own boss, and one of our supporters has said this, and it just always stuck with me. a lot of people think they're bosses, but they're really just modern-day employees. So mm-hmm. how do you separate yourself from being a modern-day employee to really self-sufficient?
Hold on 1 second. Jada. Jada. Don't be so loud. Sorry.
That's okay.
Can you repeat the question again? Sorry.
I said, a lot of people, well, one of our supporters said to us, and I just have to repeat for those mm-hmm. just tuning in, welcome to Embrace Life Media. For those of you just tuning in, we have It's Rich Girl. She also goes by Nessa. And Nessa, not Nessa, but she also goes by Nessa. She has skyrocketed on Instagram, and her business has taken flight with celebrities and a lot of women supporting it. Plus, it's a very catchy name. But one of our supporters said, a lot of people think that they're bosses when really they are just mm-hmm. modern-day employees. So my question to you is, how do you separate the two so that you can be really self-sufficient and not a modern-day employee?
Well, it's about how you carry yourself and your brand, because a lot of people just, you know, people would be like, I have a business, I have a boutique, and they're carrying the same thing, and they're not really doing too much. You know, a lot of people just doing what other people do. I think you should do what you love, and that's the way you separate yourself from everything else, and you got to have that it product, and you have to be able to promote it well and be, you know, be a good business person and promote your stuff the way it really is. You know,
one of the things that we see, and I like what you said, where you just be yourself. I don't think that we see that anymore, where we see people just being themselves. And like, say you have your product and your business and you're doing your thing. I know you had to come across a lot of people replicating what you were doing. And so we have businesses where people have boutiques and jewelry, and it's all the same. How do you still mm-hmm. stay ahead of the pack when you have so many followers and not enough, you know, leaders?
Yeah, it's really hard because nowadays, when I first started, it wasn't really that crazy. But now every day is a new designer. Every day is a new person. But, you know, you got to embrace everything as you grow and as you, you know, your business, you have to learn and you have to stay, you know, two steps ahead. But, you know, things like that, they, you know, you shouldn't get mad. You shouldn't get mad. You should just, you know that you're doing something right, because I don't only have jewelry. I have Valencia, which is my clothing line. Mm-hmm. I have Jada Milan. And I do a lot of different kind of, you know, promotions for other brands and those kind of things. But you just can't just do one thing. You got to do a lot of things. Because if you are just stuck in one thing, you never know what's going to happen next, you know? So I just try to
step right.
two steps ahead. And whatever comes, opportunities, I take advantage of them. And I promote positive things, and my page is always positive. I don't like to, you know, fit into, like, negativity or going on somebody because they have a jewelry line. I don't, that's not my style.
So you say, really just stick to what you know and always stay positive, promote positive.
Yeah. Definitely have to stay positive, because a lot of people that come at you or that want to, you know, mess up your dreams or, you know, come at you on something crazy. Like, because I've been there, you know, I've been the girl that was just started, and I've been out there trying to get my name out. It's always going to be somebody trying to put you down and, you know, talk bad about you, but you got to let all that stuff go. All of that stuff, you got to let it go, and that's the way you're going to grow, and your company is going to grow, and yourself as a person as well.
So you said you have to stay ahead of the pack and not just do one thing. So you are doing Valencia, which I love that name. Where was that inspired from?
The name actually came about, I met Brittany through my boyfriend, my man, his mentor. That's her dad. So when I met Brittany, I was actually going to work on a clothing line with my husband. He has a line, my hubby. He has a line. It's called Members Club. And I wanted to do a female version of it, but I didn't really want to call it Members Club. So when I met my partner, we went over a few things and names and things, and we clicked on everything. Me and her always go over designs together, and we talk about things that are in, you know, that we love. We go fabric shopping. So we're like sisters. So when we were you know, putting names together was such a hard thing. To come up with a name is a hard thing. It took a few weeks. So I'm like, all right, what are we going to call it? So I decided to call it Valencia because it's my last name. That's my mother's last name. And in Colombia, we have both of our parents' last name.
Oh.
And it's amazing. And there's places that are called Valencia that I would love to visit in Spain. I would love to go there. So we just came with the name. She loved it, and we went with that name.
I don't know why, but I just felt like you were going to include your mother in that name for some reason. So, yeah, I love the name, and I think it's very classy, which you promote. And then you also have the children's apparel, which is Jada Milan, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how is that going, and what exactly are you promoting with that?
With Jada Milan, I want kids to be themselves, like I say. My daughter, she's a fashion lover. She loves dresses. She loves hats, headbands, and she likes to do her hair, her nails. She's a very girly girl. And we started out with her line 2012, I believe we did. But it was just about, it was bows. It was, you know, cute little accessories and jewelry. And as she grew, she tell me what she wants now. So now I know that she likes to draw. She likes dresses. So we decided to, you know, make a few collections and see where we could take it. And now we doing fashion shows. We're about to do our first fashion show, actually, this July 11th in New York. And it's just all about her, though. She's the owner, and I just want to make sure that she's good when she grow up. She knows that she had her own thing. And, you know, I want to give her something that I didn't have, which is her own business, so she could be responsible and, you know, have her own thing. I think it's
and
a
how
good
old
thing,
is Jada Milan?
She's 4.
Oh, isn't that amazing? And I encourage everyone who's out there listening, you do not have to wait until your child graduates high school to figure out
not
who
at all.
Is that they does. Now, you have Jada Milan at 4 years old making a killing about to do a fashion show. So she knows how to walk the runway.
Yep. She talks about it every day. You just gotta, gotta let the kids be themselves. I was a little girl that I loved dresses just like her. I have pictures. I loved jewelry when I was baby. But, you know, back home, we don't have opportunities, like I said, that we have here in America. There's so much to do. You could do whatever you want here, and it's crazy. You don't have to be from here to make your dreams come true, which is it's really true. So I just wanted to open that path for her. So when she grows up, she knows that she was that girl.
I believe my assistant told me that she was supposed to be a guest on the show. She's coming on the show, right?
I told her before I got on the phone. I'm like, we're going to have to do an interview. She's like, I'm shy. So she's only 4.
Oh!
So I feel bad.
I had a CC show, and I think she was 4 when she came on the show.
She's like, really? What is it? You know what would be crazy? She would totally do it. She's in person. She's on the phone. She doesn't even like talking to me on the phone when I'm out of town or something. Maybe FaceTime one day. We could probably do that. Or where are you guys located?
I'm in Pittsburgh, PA, but we're all over. I've been there. We've had parties in New York.
I would love for you guys to come to the fashion show if you guys can.
When is it?
It's July 11th. It's a Saturday.
July 11th. Okay. I would love to do some press there, so we will have to talk about that, July 11th.
I'll give you some tickets. You let me know, and it's going to be amazing. I love to help all my friends. If God gave me, you know, a door, why not? I open for whoever it is. I'm not selfish. So I wanted to create a fashion show for kids only, you know, because they don't really have that many. So I teamed up with a few of my friends. They have kids lines, and I told them about it, and they liked the idea. And we called the Runway Kids. It's a few of us, and we're working. We are working so hard for this fashion show. It's going to be amazing. We have a great DJ. We have great gift bags, old kids, all kinds of things we're giving away. It's going to be amazing.
Well, awesome. We'll definitely talk about furthermore after the show. Now, I believe we have some people calling in. 347-994-1870. I'm going to read the last four digits of your number, and I can't tell if you have your hand raised or not because we have a new system going on here. So if you do have a question, press 1. I'm just going to go ahead and fire away, and when I let you in on the line, you can either ask a question or leave a comment. So 0147, welcome to Embrace Life Media. Who are we speaking to, and where are you calling from? Okay, they got scared or the call dropped or something. Let's try 5567. Welcome to Embrace Life Media. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from? Okay, maybe you just want to listen. I can't tell if you guys have your hands raised or not. But 8819, welcome to Embrace Life Media. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from? I can hear you. Can you hear us? Okay, well, 347-994-1870. What do you know for sure about business that you wish you would have known in the very beginning?
Oh, my God, I wish I would have known. You know, I told myself everything. But I wish I would have known a lot about manufacturing, like getting samples made. I made a lot of mistakes when it came with that. So I would say look into manufacturing and get the samples and look at them and revise everything and look at contracts before you go and pay big money to people, because that was a big mistake I made.
Can you break that down a little more so we can actually understand it?
For example, let's say you make clothing and you say, they tell you, okay, your minimum for this is 50 pieces. Okay, and then you go ahead and you just rush and say, all right, make the 50 pieces. This is the design. You send the picture. My advice to you is make sure that you get the samples first. Look at the fabric or look at the earring or look at the piece that you're looking, that you order, that you design or whatever the case is, before you make a big order. Because, you know, these companies, when you have a company that you require, you need a lot of pieces from, sometimes they mess up. So it was a big mistake I made with Rich Girls, which was acrylic jewelry from Los Angeles. It was this big company, and I ordered tons of that. And it just came, and it was terrible. It was just terrible. So you guys need to be very careful. Sometimes when you're dealing with manufacturing or people that do your packaging, these kind of things are very important.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing that tip, because I think that, I mean, you're going to make a lot of mistakes in the business, especially when you have to teach yourself. Was there ever a time when you were discouraged and you felt like, what the hell am I doing? Or
it was this time. I remember it was like probably my first 2 months, and I went to, it was like an industry party, and, you know, I was introduced to stylists and different people, and it's just, I'm not a people's person like that, and I'm a little bit shy, but I am outgoing and nice once I get to know you, of course. But I threw myself out there. I was trying myself. Let me see if I could do this. And I remember asking somebody that is known. I just don't want to say no names, but I was discouraged here, because I remember saying, I would love to work with you. And the person was just like, just talk to my assistant. You know, it was kind of rude. So those things are going to happen to you. You're going to be rejected. People are going to talk, going to look down at you in some kind of way. But those things help you get stronger, and those people don't know where you're going. So it was times like that where I was sad or things didn't go my way, but, you know, I was strong and I survived.
And I have to include that in. I think it's so remarkable that you say that, because here is someone who has a big following on social media, decided to do something with it, create a business, you know, things were going well, yet you still face rejection at some point or another, maybe not on social media, but in another way. So I just want to share with everyone listening that no matter who you are, you're going to face that. That's one of the laws. It will happen. Some people look at social media and they think that your life is perfect or you have it so good. And
yeah, that's true.
You still face rejection. So will you say that, I mean, go ahead, what were you going to say?
No, I'm listening. I agree with what you're saying. You're right.
Yes.
You will. There's going to be people that are going to come at you. There's going to be people that are going to talk bad about you. You just have to be very strong, because once you know, you have a good product, you have a good brand, people are going to come make blogs and talk bad and do all kinds of things to make your business bad, because they know that you have such a great product, that you're such a great person. They want to come for you. So you have to be so ready for all that stuff.
And I see that, because at one point in time, we wanted to have you, and I don't know if you guys aren't married, or I don't know if it's your significant other, let's just put it like that. I wanted to have a powers couple. I wanted to have a powers couple show, and I thought of you and your partner, because from the looks of things, you guys are doing damn good. How do you support one another when you're your own person at the same time? You're making your own moves, but you're also a couple. How do you be your own woman? How do you get your Beyonce on? That's what we want to know.
Well, with him, is he always been so supportive with, like, everything I put on the table, because I always have, like, this little mind. I have so many ideas all the time, but he listens. So all the time that he comes, hold on 1 second.
Okay. So we have Vanessa from It's Rich Girls. She also has Valencia, and she has the Jada Malone collection. She will be having, I believe she said July 11th in New York, a fashion show for her daughter. So make sure you guys are in tune with that. But go ahead on what you were saying.
Oh, no, I was saying that, you know, to my partner, he's always been so supportive from day one with my, you know, with my line. So, you know, we've been doing this together. He helped me with my line. He grind with me. I grind with him. And now we have, you know, two amazing lines. And he always been supportive. He still is. If I need something to take a package to the post office or little things like that to do for me, he will. So, and I do the same for him. So it's all about supporting each other, like I said. And, you know, just being positive. I think it's such a great thing that you could help, you know, your partner, your husband, your boyfriend, and grow together. It's a very important thing.
So I know that, you know, I'm assuming you're constantly busy with what you're doing, because you are a busy woman. You have some things going for yourself. How do you balance, you know, being that support system as well as a business partner? How do you still make him happy, you know, and turn work on?
It's so hard, you know, it's hard, but I usually do day night. We go eat, we have dinner, I call my babysitter, and we go eat or we go watch a movie. We do that once a week.
Or
sometimes we go, we turn up together, we go to the club. So my birthday just passed. They gave me a surprise dinner, and it was such a good time. But we try to do, you know, nothing is perfect, of course. But you know, you have to work. You have to work. It's hard. It's hard to have a family. It's hard to keep things balanced and cook and clean and have orders and take her to school. It's hard, but I love doing it. So it's just in me, you know. But you have to love it, though.
You know what, Vanessa?
There's many days I'm sad. There's many days I'm super sad and I don't want to do anything, because we do, you know, we get those days. We're women. We're not strong all the time, but I'm a very strong person. I've been like that my whole life. But it is hard, but, you know, I'm here. It's what matters.
You know what, Nessa? I have to say to you, I appreciate you being human on this show. You're just like a regular down-to-earth person. You're honest. You know, you're not sugarcoating anything. You're showing your vulnerability, in a sense, and your strength. So I really do appreciate you for that.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I appreciate you. How do you remain so humble?
You know, people tell me that, but people think that, like, Instagram is like being famous or having a big following. It's not that. I'm a regular person. I go to the supermarket with no makeup. I look crazy. It's just, I don't know. It's just, but you know what? It's all about how I was raised. And I come from such a poor country, and I come from such a, like, low-income family. I seen struggle. Like, it was days we had just rice and eggs and ketchup on top. So I know what it is to just not have too much, you know? But I had such a great upbringing. My family, they had great values, and And they always taught me good things. So that I think that's the reason. And I keep in touch with my family every day. And I talk to my grandmother every day on Skype, on FaceTime, on WhatsApp, the app. It's all about, I think it's my upbringing.
Wow, so you really have one of those rags to riches story. You said rice and eggs with ketchup on top.
Yes.
That's pretty deep.
You know, we had...
And
yeah,
now you're frying chicken and plantains. So you definitely come a long way. And I just want to congratulate you for that and inspiring women all across the world, honestly.
Oh,
like, that's
thing.
Amazing.
You know, it feels good to help other people and help women, especially because a lot of girls don't know that what the potential in you. You need to search within yourself and see what you're good at, because my mom wanted me to be a nurse, and I promise I went to college and I tried, but it wasn't in me. I was in class and I was sleepy. I couldn't take it. I'm like, I love you, Mom, I said to her, but this is not for me. I like fashion, I like clothing, I like shoes, I like hair, I like makeup, all of that stuff together I like, but I don't like any of the stuff you want me to be. And she was mad, but now she's proud of me, and she calls me every day, I didn't know you were doing hair stuff, I didn't know, and she's happy, and that's what matters. But I think that's why I want to be the best mom for Jada, because my mom, she's a great mother, but she wanted me to be something for her. You know, wanted me to be a nurse, and, you know, it wasn't in me.
I think that's so funny. You said, I went to class and I was sleepy. That's the first time I heard someone say I was sleepy. Most of them say it fried my brain. I couldn't read all them books. You said I was sleepy. That's what I'm saying. Your honesty, I just love it, girl. I love it. Before we let you go, what are you embracing in life?
Everything that God's given me. My daughter is the best gift he has ever given me. You know that she changed my life. Like, I see life so different now, thanks to her. So having your kid, if you have kids, you need to go hard, because it's just such a great thing to wake up every day and you have to make lunch for her and take her to school, and she's singing and she's growing. This is just amazing.
So, where do you see yourself in the next few years? I mean, you're doing amazing things. It's a gift, a blessing to be able to get up and take your daughter to school and make her lunch. And, you know, most people are fighting that 9-to-5 trying to find a way. And here you are, you know, embracing every moment of her life. Where do you see yourself in the next few years?
Well, actually, I've been wanting to have a store. So I've been going to meetings today. I had a big meeting. And I want to open my own store. I want my own store, even if it's boutique, but clothing, or I want to have everything in it, kids, you know, menswear, women. Mm-hmm. I want my own store. I want to have my own store, and I want it in different cities. That's one of my dreams. I hope I make it happen within 5 years. Let's see what the future has. But, you know, in the meantime, I'll continue to just work like everybody else. I don't have a 9-to-5, though. I have 24/7. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I answer emails all day.
I know that grand life.
Yeah. I make sure that my customers are happy. Sometimes I have to make a body chain. Sometimes I don't want to do that. But, you know, you got to make it happen. You got to pay bills. So...
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
Well, one of the emails that you answered was our email. So I'm happy that you answered our email and came on Embrace Life Media. And I wish you and Jada Milan, I love Jada Milan. I was just saying the other day, I love the name Milan. My friend has a daughter named Milan. I'm like, that's so beautiful.
She's such a sweet little girl. I really hope you come to the fashion show. I think she'll open up in person more than on the phone. But if you want, maybe I'll do like a little something for you and send it to your Instagram or your email, maybe like a video. She
okay.
does her own,
well,
she does Snapchat. So she's big on Snapchat. She does her own videos. She wakes up sometimes. She does dub smash, I think that's called, to sing.
I didn't even know what it was.
I didn't even know what it was.
I would
she
have to learn
me.
That one, but she sounds independent.
for four.
She's very, she helps me clean and cook. She helped me clean the kitchen today. She's very, you know, you got to teach them now, girl.
Yes, you do. So you got to groom them early. You got
to
groom them early. Well, how important do you think that is?
It is very important. You gotta, you have to, because, I mean, unless you don't have to, you know, some people don't have to and don't want to, but she knows that she owns her own stuff and she knows that one day she's going to take over. She knows what her mom does. Mm-hmm. She knows what her dad does. She loves doing that. And I think you just, I think it's so important so they know later that they have to work later so that they're responsible. Sometimes she wants a toy and I'm like, well, then you need to do a photo shoot and you need to do this so you can get those toys.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. That's
and I'm
what
sorry,
I'm
but those dolls that she likes now is American Girl, they're expensive. I'm not buying all those dolls myself.
I know, that's right. You got to work for it. You're going to have to sell a sweatshirt or something, honey.
She's saving up, so she puts all her coins in her little piggy bank and she puts everything in there. She knows that she cash it out and whatever's in there, that's what you get. You get an outfit for the doll or you get this. Because it's hard. It's hard. It might look perfect.
Humble.
It might look perfect on Instagram, but life is hard, man.
Where do you get your strength from?
My wife, sorry.
Where do you get your strength? Where do you gain your strength from with life being so hard? How do you overcome the hardships?
Oh, my God. I don't even know. I think I just get it. I don't know. I just wake up. Sometimes you wake up, I don't want to do nothing. I'm not going to lie to you. I'll be so tired from the night before working or whatever it is. But then you know, you got to look at life in a different way. And you know you have kids and you know you have to be responsible. And, you know, a lot of my family, they depend on me. So I just got to get it. I just get up and do it. I take care of my family back home. And, you know, I'm so thankful for what they have done. You know, they did for me growing up, especially when my mom left. I was like 10 years old when she left for a better life. She came to this country to, you know, break me. And it took a few years. I didn't have my mom for all that time. And I didn't really have my dad. My dad was out hustling. I didn't really have my dad. So, you know, it's hard.
Wow,
really... things, they make you strong.
Okay,
a lot
so
of people don't know my story, you know. A lot of people don't know my story.
And that's why you're here. And I'm going to give you the link to this so they can rehear it. Now, I hear you talking about a boutique all across the world, and I pray that happens for you. I think we need a book, though, because you really have a story.
Yeah, I think I do, too. I've been working. I've been trying to get, you know, see how I could do that, how I could make it happen, because a lot of girls that relate to my story, and they're not just from my country. They're from different countries. They're from here. But, you know, those things make you very strong. They make you the person that you are, the person you can become, and you can't let those things hold you back. You have to work. You have to make things happen, because if not, then you'll be stuck.
Mm-hmm. So you went from Columbia to New York. That's such a sad city. So you had to learn quick, because a lot of people cannot make it in New York. It's too bad.
I don't know how
you.
I was going to make it. It was hard. Like, I can't. My mom used to send me pictures, and I used to think this was a palace. This was so like a castle. I don't know. It looked like that. She was like, this is Times Square, and look how it looks, and this is the name, and this is this and that, and the taxes. It looked like a movie, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And when I came, we live in Queens, so it wasn't a movie in Queens, but if you take the train, then it's just different. It took me a minute to get adjusted, but I was able to.
Well, I'm proud of you, and I want you to continue doing what you're doing. How can we follow your movement? What is your pages? And just tell us all of your pages.
Well, my website is richgirls.com. Instagram, it's richgirls with a Z at the end. And I also have Facebook, same name as Rich Girls. And, of course, Jada Line is Jada Milan. And the clothing line is Valencia Atelier. And all the websites are there on there, all the Instagrams. And if you Google it, you can see, you know, who wore it, who has it.
All right.
And, of course, my husband, I could put him out there, my hubby. Members Club. He has Members Club now.
Promote his brand as well.
Yeah. He has a really good clothing line for men. Members Club. Members Club Inc. is really amazing. I love the suits are amazing. He has really good work. So make sure you follow him as well.
All right. What's his, what is it? What is his?
His Instagram is Members Club Inc.
Mm-hmm. Members Club Inc. Okay. All right. Well, I thank you again for coming on. Again, we have to link up after the show. We'll definitely speak more on interviewing Jada Milan in your fashion, in her fashion show, shall I say. It's her thing. But
yeah.
Thank you again for coming
for
on the show
me.
And continue to embrace life. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nessa
Good
girl.
Night.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, so that's Nessa. Tomorrow is our Tutorial Tuesday. So we have Motivated Monday, Tutorial Tuesday, and then Wisdom Wednesday. We're here 3 days out of the week, 8:30 p.m. Eastern every week. And we are not Oprah yet. So we do this thing diligently. We are booking people diligently. It's not like we can just book them out of the blue. Although Rico Love, he'll be on the show June 3rd. And I'm excited. They don't know. I'm looking forward to having Rico Love in the building. Honey. All right, so continue to embrace life. You guys, tomorrow is my sister's second day of trial. I ask that you please keep us in your prayers. Please keep us in your prayers because last time I had to relive this, my uncle was killed. I was 12 years old, and I had to testify on the stand. Now I'm sitting back in the trial. So, again, we will see you tomorrow, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Who will be on tomorrow? I'm trying to think. Tutorial Tuesday. Damn it. I got to get better with that. But I know Rico Love will be on the show June 3rd. We'll do a repeat show tomorrow, but Tutorial Tuesday. Maybe we'll do Renny Vasquez, Beat Face Honey. We've had so many different Tutorial Tuesday, Japanese Faces, Tokyo Style, Shayla Hawkins. Tutorial Tuesday. We'll see. You just tune in tomorrow for a throwback of our Tutorial Tuesday, and I thank you so much for tuning in. Continue to embrace life.
Embrace.